Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And that is Little Richard, one of Macon's most beloved musical sons, talking about keep a knocking, and you just might be able to come in. I don't know, Doc Bill. If somebody's knocking, you going to let them in?
Depends on who it is.
And what they want.
All right.
And what they have, maybe what they're bringing. That's hey, we true. Can make a whole list out of that. You're listening to Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses sitting in with me today.
Sapelo Island Birdhouses is a place to be. They're great luxury cottages, some with ocean views, some up in the woods.
But all with great beaches.
Great beaches and great people.
www.sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. And also on the telephone with us, we've been talking over the last two segments with Valerie Bradley, who's with the Macon Bibb County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And she recently gave me a tour of Macon, and I learned so much, and I had to come back and share it with you guys. So welcome back to the show, Valerie.
Thank you.
Now, I know the Cherry Blossom Festival is like the event. When someone thinks of Cherry Blossom Festival, they think of Macon. When you think of Macon, you think of the Cherry Blossom Festival. So those two are just like married together. So I know it just started. So tell me, how is it going? And how can our listeners come down and participate?
Yes. Well, the Cherry Blossom Festival just started on yesterday, and it will go until March the 30th. It is 10 days of events, from performances to parades to nightly concerts. You have food, art, even pink pancakes, and
wow.
Just other events that we have. There are over 75 events associated with the Cherry Blossom Festival, and we affectionately call it the pinkest party on earth because of all the Yoshino cherry trees that bloom around Macon. And people don't know this little fact. We have more cherry blossom trees than Washington, D.C. There are over 300,000 Yoshino cherry trees here in Macon, Georgia.
I didn't know that. Wow,
yes,
that's awesome. Now, I also know there's a pink poodle that sometimes comes to the festival.
Yes. Yes, Blossom, the pink poodle, makes his appearance at various Cherry Blossom events, and he is a hit whenever he comes. Especially, I can say for little kids, but I can also say I get excited when I see him coming too. So,
well, the picture that I saw, I loved him. I want to meet him too.
I know. He comes by the visitor center every year and takes pictures, but you'll see him through, like I said, throughout the various events of the festival. But, I mean, there's just so much going on. Like I said, there are over 75 events associated with the festival that goes on during these 10 days. People can see a full list of events for the festival at cherryblossom.com.
Cherryblossom.com, and go there,
yes.
And you will see all of the information about all of the events, prices, times, all of those things are listed there, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, and you know, the other thing too, Valerie, is that I think when people come for the Cherry Blossom Festival, they should also check out some of those great museums and things like that. So there are other things that they can check out as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have something for everyone. We have, again, I've talked about Okmulgee National Monument. We also have the Museum of Arts and Sciences. People can come and see a live petting zoo where we have over 100. And I will say, some of those animals you can't pet. Anita, you can attest, some of those snakes and creepy crawlers, I'm not petting any of those. I don't think anybody would want to either.
Oh, that little monkey, too, is kind of interesting.
Yeah, they're great to look at, I'll say that.
Yes.
And also see a fossil of Ziggy, a 40-million-year-old whale fossil they found in this area many, many years ago, that's on display in the Museum of Arts and Sciences, and also a modern state-of-the-art planetarium where they show daily shows of shows going on as far as like star shows and shows about planets and really educational things for, I would say, for kids as well as adults.
You know, one of the things I found really interesting, too, when we got a chance to see Ziggy, was to learn how, at one point, Macon was more than a third of it or more, am I right on that, covered with water?
Yes, we are at the fall line. So if you look at a map of that area during that time, we were right at the ocean. So that, you know, every time I think about that, that just boggles my mind, you know, to think how different the land and water was laid out back then.
I know, it's amazing.
What about the Tubman Museum?
The Tubman Museum is the largest facility in the Southeast devoted to African American art, history, and culture. So visitors have a chance to go and see exhibits from local as well as regional and national artists. They are also able to view murals and interactive pieces at the museum where people can go and take advantage of that. And then also, the Tubman Museum is not named because it is just about Harriet Tubman, and a lot of people kind of have that misconception about that, but it's named in honor of her. The founder of the museum was just so impressed with the story of how she was just a great human being and her story that he just felt like that this facility should be named in her honor. And there is a section in the museum that tells you all about Harriet Tubman and her life story. But the museum overall is dedicated to art, history, and culture. And it's something that just we're really excited about. They are in the process of moving into a new facility, and it will be open next year in spring 2015. So we are really excited about that. They will be going from about a 10,000 feet facility right now into a 49,000 square foot facility where they'll be moving into the heart of downtown. So we're very happy about that.
Wow, that's incredible. But when you get to something like sports, how about the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame?
Yes, the Georgia Sports Museum, it's the largest state sport museum in the United States, and it has it's really great, again, for kids and adults. Like, you know, some people have may think, oh, well, you know, it's just for kids. No, it's also for adults as well. You're able to go and learn about great Georgia sports athletes as well. There are interactive games. They have a NASCAR simulator. You're able to go and into the theater and watch different sports stories about the different athletes and Georgia sports history. So it's a great facility for all those sports enthusiasts who are able, again, to go learn about different Georgia sports athletes here in Macon.
It's a really fascinating museum. I really enjoyed that one, too. I mean, my whole trip there was just really very informational because, as we said on the start of the show, Doc Bill and I, we stop in Macon quite often, but it is right along that I-75 corridor there where you get off at, like, exit 172 or, you know, one of those exits, and you fill up with your gas and you kind of keep going. But people need to really stop and take a detour over to Macon, or just plan a trip and come down for a couple of days. I mean, it doesn't have to just be a detour, but certainly some of these things you could do with a quick detour. So, Valerie, please tell our listeners how they can find more information. I mean, you've been, you know, very informative and given us a lot of information. So if people would like to follow up and read a little bit more or find out times and costs for visiting some of these places, how can they find out some of that information?
Yes, they can visit our website at www.visitmacon.org, and there they will find all the information for all of the museums and festivals that I've mentioned, as well as prices and hours of operation for each of these attractions. Or they can call 1-800-768-3401, and we will be happy to share any information that they need, and we just look forward to visitors just coming here to Macon.
And I think we will have some visitors that will want to come because there's so much to do there, so many interesting things. And like I said, too, you know, one of the great things about travel is when you discover something about a city that you thought that you knew something about, and you discover all of these wonderful things, and it just makes for, you know, really a lot of excitement around everything. So thank you very much, Valerie. And as we go
thank you
very much. We're listening to Otis Redding with Respect. Back in a few minutes.